From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council holds an urgent session on the situation in Aleppo. Syrian and Russian planes have bombed the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Nobody has to convince the United States of America of the danger posed by terrorists. Our citizens are often priority targets all around the world. But when Russia is espousing fiction, we have to call that out. What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism.
French Ambassador François de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and that they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. The government is under pressure from EU members and many in Britain who want the nation to start the formal procedure. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday saying he is in good health. A man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube. It was dated September 25th. This is VOA News. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province, adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, and his son were among those reported killed in the overnight attack. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber blew himself up in Baghdad. Seven people are dead, 19 wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the first of three nationally televised debates Monday in Hempstead, New York. Former New York mayor and Trump supporter Rudy Giuliani says his candidate is ready.
Trump's doing great. He's being himself, and that's exactly what we all want. And that's what I've always wanted from a presidential candidate. I want to know the man. I don't want to know what somebody created behind a podium or some psychologist told him to say or some pollster told him to say.
Meanwhile, the two candidates plan meetings Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. One of professional baseball's rising stars, Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, was killed along with two companions in a boating accident near Miami. He was 24. Officials say the boat was traveling at full speed Sunday when it crashed into a rocky jetty off Miami Beach, killing all three occupants. Here is Captain Lionel Reyes of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Force.
Upon arrival, the fireboat found the vessel to be on top of the jetties on the north side, towards the entrance of the Miami Harbor. When the fireboat arrived, they deployed two divers who immediately found two bodies underneath the vessel and then found an adjacent body on the south side of the jetties.
Fernandez was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and defected to the United States with his mother and sister when he was 15. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. Videos from body cameras and dashboard cameras were released on Saturday. The fifth day of protests against the incident Sunday was largely peaceful as protesters chanted Black Lives Matter. That all happening outside a football game in Charlotte. A 20-year-old suspect arrested in connection with the shooting spree at a mall in northwestern U.S. state of Washington is being held without bond Sunday. Arkan Setin, a Turkish immigrant, was apprehended Saturday following a manhunt. Investigators are trying to find out what motivated the shooting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.